welcome to episode 254 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Let me say that this time it's personal. That's right. I am tired of people complaining about comics, comedy specials, what comics say, etc., etc. I'll start with Dave Chappelle. He dropped a new special. It's called Sticks and Stones. I love Dave Chappelle. I think Dave Chappelle is easily the greatest comic working today. And the quality of Dave's specials, the fact that you can go all the way back to, I think, 99 is when he did a special called Killing 'Em Softly, which was just absolutely brilliant. That was the one with the Hey Baby, about the ghetto baby selling dope joke and the car racing joke. And you go back from then until now to Sticks and Stones, and I don't think anyone has consistently produced as much comedy as Dave Chappelle. Now, Carlin used to do an HBO special every year, which as a comic is unbelievable to write a new hour on that level every year. Chappelle's doing it. This is his third Netflix special. He's getting paid huge money and he's earning it. Now, there are people who are mad about Sticks and Stones. There are people who are mad about the fact he joked about the Michael Jackson accusers, that he didn't believe them, the fact that he's friends with Louis C.K. and he doubled down on some of the jokes about Louis C.K. and the Me Too movement, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd seen some of this material before. I saw Dave live over the past year. The point being, it was hilarious. I love Dave, okay? But if you don't like Dave Chappelle, if you don't like Michael Jackson, and you or if you don't agree with his views on Me Too or whatever, don't watch him. Don't watch him. You have a choice. You subscribe to Netflix, or you're riding someone else's subscription to Netflix. I think only like 8 people actually paid for a Netflix subscription. But anyway, you have a choice not to watch, okay? I had this happen, and trust me, every comic's had this happen. So, as many of you know, as some of you have seen me on the cruises that I do, and you know I love the jazz cruises, I love being part of that, and this is how it works. I do 2 shows on the cruise. I have to do a show, usually it's Monday night and Thursday night. So Monday night, first show, I do a lot of my material. I don't go as hard as I go in clubs, but I do a lot of my material. Then Thursday night, that show is almost 100% improv and based on what's happened that week on the cruises. I love doing it, and people, they like it. They enjoy it, and that's why I'm happy to be part of that family. Not everyone likes it, because I make fun of Trump. And I got an email from somebody who said, why do you only, and I've heard this before, why do you make fun of Trump, but you don't make fun of Hillary? Hillary's been gone for a while. When are they going to let that go? But you don't make fun of Hillary or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren or whatever. You know why? You know why? Because Bernie never said that we should nuke a hurricane, okay? Because Elizabeth Warren didn't say that she wants to buy Greenland. Comedians, myself included, make fun of Trump because he's an idiot. He's funny. And it would be funny if it wasn't real, but he says things that are so utterly ignorant and ridiculous that as a comedian, we are more or less obligated to make fun of it. If the President of the United States says that windmills cause cancer, wind turbines cause cancer, then we're going to make fun of it. Now, you know, there's nobody to match that. You see, that's the thing. There's nobody on the Democrat. We'd love for a Democrat to be funny. And I did make fun of Hillary back when Hillary was running for president. I made fun of Barack Obama. And the hardest thing about making fun of Barack Obama was that he was so perfect, it wasn't funny. He could even be funny about himself. Now, were there a lot of people on the other side making fun of Barack Obama, calling him a nigger and a monkey and an ape? Absolutely. Do these people who email me about Trump have any problem with that? Absolutely not. Trust me. They didn't email one person like, oh, I don't know, a judge who was sending around jokes, quote, jokes calling Michelle Obama an ape. You know, these people, listen, don't listen. don't come to a show. If you don't agree, if you don't like, don't come to a show. Find a conservative comedy show. There are conservative comics out there touring and making a fortune. And I guarantee you they are making fun of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and blah, 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 blah. So go see that. You know, listen, I don't like Fox News. I think Fox News is full of shit. I think Hannity is a racist. I think Tucker Carlson is a racist. Totally irresponsible to even call it news reporting. Whenever they get caught in a lie, they just say, oh, this isn't news. It's opinion, because they're cowards, because they won't even stand up for what they say. All of that's fine. But you know what I don't watch? I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch Fox News every night and say, yeah, see, Hannity's full of shit. You know why? Because I know Hannity's full of shit. So don't watch it. If you don't like what we do as comedians, don't watch us. Don't come to the show. Don't watch the special on TV. And you sit up here, what I read something about Chappelle getting a zero on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. Really? Really? Dave Chappelle, a zero? I'm not reading all of these reviews. I'm not reading all this hate and all this nonsense. You know why? Because you have a choice. Listen, and spoiler alert, okay, because I will talk about some of the jokes. If Dave Chappelle does a joke about he doesn't believe the Michael Jackson accusers because Michael Jackson didn't fuck Macaulay Culkin, and if Dave had the opportunity to be a pedophile, he would have fucked Macaulay Culkin, that's funny. See, let me explain it to you. Macaulay Culkin was a famous kid. He was a star. He was difficult to catch because he did those Home Alone movies, right? And he messed up Pesci and those guys. So, see, that would be the joke, that if I were trying to fuck a kid, I'd fuck Macaulay Culkin because that's a kid who's hard to fuck. They call that a joke. Okay? Get over it. We say things you don't agree with. Don't watch. There are comics I don't like. There are comics I don't particularly like. You know what? I don't watch them. I even have friends. I have comics who are friends who I didn't like their act. So I don't watch their act. But I can still hang out with them. I can still talk to them. These conservative comics I talk about, I know some. Michael Loftus is a great comic. I may not agree with Michael Loftus' beliefs or ideas or jokes, but I ain't gonna. Michael Loftus is a funny guy. He's a great comic. So if you like him and you like what he's saying, go see him. But don't come see me and then say, he seems to make fun of Trump and not Obama. I wonder why. Yeah, I wonder why. Okay, end of rant. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not sorry. What do they say? Sorry, not sorry. No. This is it. If you don't like something, don't watch it. Don't choose to watch it and whine. Now, if it's something you don't know, if you don't know what it is going in, that's one thing. Then you may get caught off guard. You may have thought it was one thing and not another. But if you're watching Dave Chappelle, with Dave Chappelle's body of work, if you turn on Dave Chappelle and don't expect something that's provocative, button pushing, or not the common idea on, so that's the brilliance of Chappelle, finding something that most people didn't see, that other comics didn't say. That's what makes it great. I am not going to sit here and put myself in the same category. I am flattered whenever people do compare me to a great comic like him. But when we say something you don't expect, when we hit a taboo topic, then, you know, that's what we do. It's our job. It's our job. So get over it, suck it up, or don't watch. End of rant. Let's get back to the news. The news of stupid, the news of horrible, the news of same as normal. August was, I don't know, do we call it a good month? A tragic month for at least 53 families, because 53 people were killed in mass shootings this August. Yeah, we had that last one down in Midland, Odessa area of Texas. 7 more people were killed there, 21 others injured. Virginia Beach, 12 people killed. We already talked about El Paso and on. Yeah. So 53 was the number for August. Of course, you got that website that's going to, you know, talk about that and more, domestic terrorists, angry white men. That's who they are. You don't like it. Sorry, but that's who they are. are going to shoot more people and try to set a new record for another month. Who knows what October and November will bring? Why? Because our Congress refuses to take on the gun lobby, plain and simple. They're all afraid of the NRA. The NRA's got a lot of money. The NRA spends money, spread the money around. They're afraid to take on the NRA. They're afraid to push for background checks that would have caught some of these people with their mental illness. They're afraid of the law that says if someone who knows you and your family, or if you've been accused of domestic violence or whatever, they can take away your guns. I had a woman in Florida whose husband threatened to kill her, so she took his guns, gave them to the police. They arrested her for stealing his guns. That's how it really works. Okay? That's how it really works. No background checks. No one will ban assault weapons. They won't even say they're assault weapons. You know, I've heard over and over from the, quote, gun experts, no such thing as an assault weapon. I give them a little professor accent. There is no such thing as an assault weapon. It is a semi-automatic rifle. It's an assault weapon. We know what it is. It's styled after a military weapon, and it is designed to kill people. We use it for hunting. I've said it before, I say it again. If you need an assault weapon to hunt for deer, you need to buy your meat in a store, okay? But it doesn't matter. It's academic, because nothing will be done. No laws will be changed. Nothing will be presented. Trump even mentioned background checks for, I think, about 30 seconds. I think right after he was going to buy Greenland, but before he wanted to nuke the hurricane, he mentioned background checks, and the NRA told him to shut up, and he did. So that's that, 53 in the month of August. Anyone who follows me on any form of social media knows I have had more than my fair share of problems with American Airlines. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it turns out it's not just me. There is a man, Dana Holcomb, was bounced off an American Airlines flight, forced off a flight, because he was in first class. He was sitting next to a woman who had an emotional support dog. He's allergic to dogs. He said something about it. They tried to solve the problem, him and the woman, by, you know, asking people to trade seats, et cetera, et cetera. The flight crew intervened and asked Mr. Holcomb to move to the back of the plane. Yeah, paid for first class. They said, move. You don't want to sit next to the dog. Move back to coach. The woman found another seat. They had basically settled the problem, but the captain called security and removed the man from the plane. So he's now suing. He's suing American Airlines. So all I can say is, I'm with you, Mr. Holcomb. It ain't just you. I've had this problem. I've actually had that happen to me. We didn't have to do it with a dog. It just had to do it. Hey, we oversold business. Sit your ass in coach or walk. And it was difficult to walk because I was going from Miami to Bermuda. So American Airlines sucks and they're shit. And that's the way it is. Unfortunately, I still have to fly them because of the way flight routes go. Some places I can only get to on American Airlines. But, you know, it ain't just me. In other news, perhaps good news. I don't want to say this is good news, but it is. And you might remember this case. So I think this happened about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. There was an altercation over a parking spot in Florida. A black man parked the car there. His girlfriend or wife, I don't remember the relation to the woman. She was in the car. Another guy pulls up, starts yelling at her. Black man comes out of the store, pushes the guy to the ground. The guy pulls out a gun, shoots the black man, claims stand your ground. Well, that man's been found guilty of manslaughter because the video showed the black man was backing up when he shot him. I can't be a threat to you if I'm backing up. They didn't even arrest him initially. They didn't arrest the guy, but the pressure came from the community. The sheriff was forced to arrest him. They finally had a trial, and it turns out Zreka, he had a concealed carry permit for the gun. Concealed carry permits in Florida are about as difficult to get as it is to say concealed carry permit. Okay, so let's not be too impressed with that. But anyway, the system worked, and the man has been found guilty of manslaughter and will be, you know, in jail because this black life mattered. The saddest part of this story, we're surprised. We're surprised it happened. Speaking of killing, for no reason, in Atlanta, Brian K. Schmidt was indicted for murder, felony murder and aggravated assault, because his car was struck by a golf ball and he killed the guy. Yeah, he killed the guy. Ran him down. Yeah, just ran him down and, you know, he was driving by. So the guy threw a golf ball at his car. So Schmidt made a U-turn to confront him, then went to run him down with his car. The guy got hit by the car. His head bounced onto the hood. Blunt frost trauma, and he died. So you hit the car with a golf ball. Penalty, death. And like they say, in a murder like this, two lives wasted, the victim and the murderer. You know, when this guy left the house, he probably didn't plan on killing anybody that day. You know, we talk about Black Lives Matter. Do any lives matter anymore? How? There's so many ways and ridiculous reasons that we kill each other. It's beyond belief. And we talk about other places being dangerous. We won't go to, you know, pick your country, you know, whether it be a Muslim country or, you know, France had a couple of terrorist attacks and, ooh, don't go to France and this and that. Or, you know, don't accidentally hit a car with a golf ball in Georgia, right? Don't be black and defend your woman in Florida. Don't go anywhere at random because these shootings are happening more and more. Listen, I'm part of a Fear Not. I'm part of a podcast called Fear Not. Okay, so I'm not trying to spread fear with this. I'm trying to spread how ridiculous, how utterly stupid it is, these lives being wasted. It is unreal. Whether it's you went to the Walmart on the wrong day, or you went to work when somebody was pissed off, or like I said, you hit a car with a golf ball. Listen, I love cars. I'm a car guy. I'm a motorcycle guy. You guys listen to me, you know that. But if somebody hit my car with a golf ball, I don't think I'd kill them. I just don't think I'd kill them. Even when I had a Porsche. All right, I might have heard them when I had a Porsche, but I don't think I'd kill them. What's wrong with us? Now, I'll say it straight up. Not all deaths are bad deaths. David Koch of the shitty, horrible Koch brothers, whose money has endorsed everything from polluting the environment to racism to hate to pick a negative over the past 20 years. It's been financed by the Koch brothers. One of them died. You know, it's so nice to hear a piece of shit died. Rick Riley, whom I love as a writer, Rick Riley used to write the last page articles in Sports Illustrated. He's written some hilarious golf books, Missing Links. Read it. It's funny. Commander in Cheat. Read it. It's hilarious. Rick Riley had a great line. He said, rats get fat and good men die. And I've seen that so much, you know, but finally, one of the pieces of shit died. Now, you know what bothered me about this? When he died, what they talk about? They talked about money he donated for cancer research because he had cancer. As if he hasn't endorsed a million things that cause cancer. As if he hasn't endorsed destruction of the environment on a massive level. As if he hasn't endorsed some of the most horrible people that you can imagine in Congress, in the Senate, and just to not pay taxes. So make no mistake, this is a bad person. This is a bad person. And now he's gone. Oh, well. a Catholic priest, Joseph McClune. Again, don't know if it's good or bad, but he was having sex with adult men. So that's a nice change from the young boys that they usually victimize. Joseph McClune created an account with his church's money, and he called it the activities account. And the activities, the St. Joseph activity account, was used to pay for a beach house and men that he found on Grindr and had sex with at the beach house. Say that again. The activity account was used for a beach house and to pay men to have sex with him at the beach house. Now, he would steal all the donations on All Souls Day. He took money from special collections, and he would double the standard parish fees for weddings, funerals, etc., and pocket the difference. And yeah, I'm laughing because in the name of God, in the name of God, you know this man being a Catholic priest was anti-abortion, and no doubt had talked about abortion being murder and immoral, and he was anti-gay, and that was immoral, gay marriage. He had to be against gay marriage, even against women in the priesthood. I believe the Catholics are against that. But sex with men you pay from Grindr in a beach house, just having fun. Maybe he didn't do it on Sundays, so it was okay. I'm not sure. Not sure what the loophole is on that. Not sure how the rules work on that one. But the next time that they call a woman immoral for making a choice as to what she does with her body, she did not steal money from a church. See about... You know, I've said this before, these so-called religious people, okay, and they're not religious people, they're in the business of Christianity, which has nothing to do with actual Christianity, but these are the people who better hope that the story isn't true, because on Judgment Day, would you rather be a woman who had an abortion for whatever reason, for her reason, her business, she made a choice, or a Catholic priest who used church money to pay men to have sex with him in a beach house? Which one would you rather be on Judgment Day? I'm going to go with woman who had an abortion. You can explain that. You know. Now, I'm not, you know, you want to have sex with men, that's fine. You want to pay men to have sex, I got no problem with that. You want to get a beach house, use it to pay men to have sex with you on the DL. No worries. But when you're a Catholic priest and you use the church money to do it, that's not good. Finally, trouble in paradise, folks. Trouble in paradise. Fox News accidentally told the truth about Donald Trump. Some of the, you know, nonsense he's done, particularly these tariffs that are backfiring and lowering stock prices and scaring the world, the business world. And they talked to Democrats as if they weren't the most horrible people on earth. And little Trumpy got upset. And little Trumpy tweeted, just watch Fox News heavily promoting Democrats, blah, blah, blah. And the final part, we have to start looking for a new news outlet. Fox isn't working for us anymore. So some of the Fox News anchors like Neil Cavuto and Juan, whatever the hell his name is, are saying, well, Fox News never worked for you. Neil, Juan, I got bad news for you. Fox News absolutely worked for Donald Trump. Sean Hannity was on the podium at one of his crazy rallies. You guys worked for Donald Trump. You done fucked up. You done fucked up. You done pointed out the boss is stupid and other people have better ideas. You done pointed out the boss, the art of the deal maker, knows nothing about world trade with his stupid tariffs and this feud he's having with China. And he say, you don't work for him no more. You got to find another outlet. So hopefully he does. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great if he went to that like super ultra right wing cable channel that nobody has? And then Fox News would have to be fair and balanced without anything to be fair and balanced about. I love it. I love you. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden, episode 254. Yeah, I'm still at it. Who's paying attention? You are. As always, I appreciate you. The new special, Heavy Lightweight, is available for download. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. Some of you have already been watching it. Please give me some stars. Give me some reviews. I could use it. I would appreciate it. Thank you. Also, Kansas City. I haven't been there in years, but I'm coming this weekend, September 6th, 7th, 8th. I'm going to be at the new Comedy Club of Kansas City. So I'm hoping it's going to be a good weekend. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. Who's paying attention? You are.